This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Strike three right down the middle, and that's the way it ends. Jeff Hoffman closes the game with a final six outs.
Welcome back. Midday show. Joe Giglio with you. You met named Jeff Hoffman here for a couple years as a lockdown reliever, and then, of course, Phillies let him go in the offseason. And he ended up signing with the Blue Jays, Hugh. He almost signed with the Braves and the Orioles, but both those teams backed away because they had some concerns over his shoulder. Well, so far, so good for Jeff Hoffman. 9 1/3 this year, 13 strikeouts, one earned run, one walk. He has been one of the best relievers, like he was last year, in all of baseball. And do-nothing Dave Dombrowski said, "See ya, Jeff." We'll see where it goes. I mean, two teams did flag his shoulder, so maybe down the line he's going to have some trouble. That one might have been a miss by the Phillies. He was really, really good here, and it seemed like he wanted to stay, and they just were like, "Yeah, we're moving on."
And he's a part of the attitude there. I saw that. I saw the video yesterday. Oh, who was it? Who were they playing against?
Baltimore.
Was it a Baltimore? Yeah, the Orioles. And at the end of the game, he blew him a kiss.
They were one of the teams that flagged them for the medical.
Yeah, he's on a revenge tour. Yeah, he's definitely on a revenge tour.
Wish that revenge tour was happening here for the Phillies, because they sure could use an arm like that in the bullpen. Can we hear from Hoffman after the game yesterday when the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Orioles?
When I'm thinking about the games before the games are being played and stuff, yeah, obviously, like that's definitely in my head. But once I'm in the game, in the moment, I'm focused on making pitches and all that stuff. If you get starting to think about all that stuff while you're out there, things tend not to go well. So I do my best to stay in the moment and just try to make the next pitch and get my team back in the dugout.
Was it something that you were thinking about at all after the outing? It looked like you showed some emotion after closing it out, and it looked like you blew a kiss towards the Baltimore's dugout.
Definitely. I'm excited when we win. Like I said, it's hard to win in this league, and we put together a good second half of that game, and it was nice to get that one.
All right, revenge tour. Jeff Hoffman is making a great start to his career up in Toronto.
I'm okay with that.
I'm happy for him.
I'm okay with the revenge tour. Okay with being showing emotion when you're out there, because I know a lot of times, especially for closers, you got to have ice water in your veins, man, and to be out there and feel like, because you like in order blowing kisses to folks, you feel like you're untouchable at that point, and he looked untouchable. So yeah, blowing a kiss, I think that was pretty.
I was always a fan of his when he's here. He gave them two outstanding years. Now, I had a couple of tough moments in the playoffs, including last year against the Mets. I get that, but
it was brutal in the playoffs.
Regular season, though, for two straight years, he was their best guy. I mean, for 2 years. So he got here in May, I think it was, 2023, and then all the way through 2024. They haven't replaced him.
It stings. I mean, they came into the season thinking, you're thinking they might be an arm or two short, especially a right-handed arm.
Yep.
He's a right-handed arm.
He's right there.
Still pitching really well.
You see that. You're like, oh.
At the end of games, high leverage spots.
Shoulder seems all right.
Could use them. Shoulder seems fine.
Do nothing, Dave Dombrowski. Letting them go. I wonder at some point if someone's going to kind of dig into what really happened this offseason. Did they run out of money? Did the owner say no more? Or did Dave just really think they had enough? I mean, now they still might. The season's got a long way to go, but they look like they're missing pieces right now. That's just the reality of it. They look like
that. A lot of pieces.
Well, right now they're getting below average production at catcher, third base, shortstop, center field, left field.
Sound like to me.
It's a lot.
Sounds like a World Series team to me.
It sounds like our Joe from King of Prussia is going to give us a different perspective on this Phillies thing. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. All right, so I'm going parallel on the Eagles, and I'm saying the end of the season when we collapsed, 10 losses, whatever. Mm-hmm. What did we do? We got a big-time free agent, and then we brought in some young boys. We got Quinion, who was awesome, Cooper, and then we got the Georgia guys with another year under her belt, and it just took off, right? The defense, the team just gelled,
yep,
played great, and we know the story there. Here's my Phillies thing. We got to bring the youth up. Let's get the Crawford kid in. Let's bring in Austin and see if these – I really do like the idea of, like, Harper, Schwarber surrounding those young guys, creating that vibe, and seeing what we can do. We might take a little step back, but we certainly know what we got with Marsh and Boehm. It's not going to change. I know everybody's hopeful, but I think it's time to make that move for the opportunity to create a new sort of move forward that has a youth movement to it. Then Painter comes in. That's how you create a situation where we perhaps could take off in the second half of the season. And it's similar, right? We don't have a bye week, but we need to create a change. I don't like the way the trajectory is going. It's not positive, and we need to change the narrative. That's my deal, right?
Well,
there.
I do agree with your overall idea. Now, the question is how quickly they could do it, and are those guys as ready? Like, to use your parallel, Cooper DeJean, once he got healthy around week 5, week 6, whenever he got in there after the bye with the Eagles, he was ready. I mean, he played really well and obviously helped them. Quinion was ready pretty much early on. I don't know if Crawford is as ready as those guys are, but I agree with your point, Joe. Like, they need a boost. They need, like, a jolt of energy because they don't have any right now.
Yeah, and guess what? The coaches didn't know for sure if Cooper and Quinion were ready.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But they gave it to them, man. They knew they had a good resume in college and all that stuff, but that, who knows, right?
And you know what, Joe? Here's what else they knew. They knew that even if Cooper wasn't ready, he was probably better than Avante Maddox at that point. So you just had to get him in there. So to your point on this, I don't know if Crawford is fully ready, but he's probably better than Marsh right now, so maybe we just get him up here. Yeah.
It's time to create that new vibe. Let's go. Let's go. Let's give it a shot.
Joe, the more this show goes on, Joe, good phone call. Rhea brought it up. We have some callers bring it up. Hugh, I do think they have to be wrestling with this internally. Like, how much longer can we wait?
How much rope do you give them?
And how much does ready really matter? Like, if tomorrow Justin Crawford is a better baseball player than Brandon Marsh, then does it really matter? Like, if he's better, he's better.
Yeah.
Even if he's not exactly where we want him to be fully developed.
And there's a lot at play here. I think the fact that you didn't do anything in offseason or you tried to do something and it didn't happen, that kind of speeds up your timeline a little bit. And the fact, let's just talk about it, Topper is somewhat of a lame duck right now. I mean, that's the reality.
Well,
of the
he
situation.
Doesn't have a long-term deal.
Yeah, he doesn't have that. And, your future is predicated on how well this team does. And if it's one of those things where if this thing keeps spiraling out of control, then you're going to have to make some drastic moves, like probably quicker than you wanted to make them.
Yeah. It was like well before the trade deadline, right?
I mean, Man, yeah.
We can't wait for that.
The Eagles comp it's interesting because
– very interesting.
Because the Eagles were a completely different team after the first 4 weeks of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess there's a few – I think key differences, though. Like, the Eagles did make a lot of changes in the offseason after the 2023.
They added maybe the best, one of the 5 best players in the sport,
right?
In Saquon.
Now, they got lucky with an infusion of youth and some guys like around the margins that ended up becoming like pivotal players.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Bond. Phillies didn't do that. Also, the Eagles kind of had that moment after week four, they had the bye week, and they sort of they were able to reflect on everything.
You can say the Sirianni bubblehead
and make changes. Yeah, sure. Like, but I don't know if that's coming.
His head?
Yeah. I just don't know if that's coming.
And
for the Phillies,
cussed out one of the fans in the stands.
Topper's not going to do that.
No. Nick swung on somebody in the stand.
What Philly would?
Well, you got to embellish the story a little bit. You got to. I mean, he's in folklore territory.
So like, I don't know it. I question whether or not, like, the Eagles came into the season saying we're going to be an offensive pass-heavy team, and they had to switch that and rely on other things that were their strengths. I don't know if the Phillies have something to lean on or to pivot to where it's like, well, we thought we were going to be a pitching-led team, and now we can pivot to our offense. They don't really have anything to pivot to.
All right, the closest thing I could think of, if we're going to try to keep drawing the parallels, I mean, so two things. One, Rhea brought up the idea earlier that Bryce volunteers to hit leadoff, right? The way, in essence, Jalen took a back seat or changed his role a little bit because they wanted to run the football. All right, that could work. The other thing is, and Hugh, now this one may be more complicated, but Andrew Painter pitched his first game on Friday night in the minor leagues. He looked electric in two innings.
Yeah.
How long can they waste his pitch? Like, he has so many innings in his arm this year, right? Whatever. I don't know if the number's like 90, it's 100. I don't know what number they have pegged that he could throw this year. How many are they going to waste in the minor leagues?
That's a good question.
I don't think it's two. I don't think he's up here this week. But a month from now, if he's mowing everyone down and we're struggling up here,
All depends on how Taiwan doing.
Well, okay. So, but Taiwan doing well could also doesn't mean he can't be here. You could put him in the bullpen
and have Ranger in the lineup or whatever. You got options. You have options. But I think it bodes better for him if he's given time to Get up to speed, if you will.
I know. I'm just saying, if they need energy,
or you're talking about a shot in the arm. For lack of a better way of saying it, a blood transfusion.
Yes,
you need some fresh blood up here.
Sometimes you need some new blood.
Yeah, new blood.
Andrew,
fresh blood.
Andrew Painter could be our transfusion. Yeah, to transfusion. Fix this season. It is kind of
metaphor.
Yeah, that's all we do in the show. It's metaphors.
Metaphor.
Well, here's the real question. I mean, you hinted at this because Hugh, a lot of the Andrew Painter timeline will be predicated on the back end of the bullpen and the back end of the rotation. Like they're guys he could replace at some point. What are we thinking? It's 1:40, and we got a big game tonight at 6:45, where Taiwan brings his sterling 0.00 ERA out
now,
there.
Can I?
Wait
a minute. Let me just say this because I don't want anybody to think by me saying this that this means that they're going to lose. I don't think they're going to lose. But I don't see him going past three innings tonight.
Oh, what are you
doing?
And
that does not jive well with what we just talked about as far as
I thought you believed in Taiwan.
No, I do believe in him.
Don't.
I just feel like tonight is going to be a little bit rough.
Jung-Hoo Lee going to take him deep?
That's the other pitcher.
No. He's a hitter on the Giants.
I thought you were trying to be funny.
Pitchers don't
three
hit.
Innings, dude. No, what happened?
I just think I'm on blinking on him. My contact went silent.
Blink if you need help.
I just think that tonight it's going to be a little bit rough for it. That's you asked me a question,
but he's your guy. Oh, this is terrible.
This is why I hate that I'm on TV. My contact is acting up now. Doesn't help that I'm blind.
I just can't believe
this.
It
does not help.
At our lowest point, off of 4 out of 6 losses, we need a big Taiwan start, and you're the Taiwan whisper.
And this is
where you lie to everyone and say complete game shutout.
See, that's what I can't do.
Yeah, you can.
I can't lie to people, man.
Sure you can.
You asked me what I was feeling.
Three innings. How many runs? Like, if he's only going three innings, runs are on the board. You're not pulling it after three scoreless.
I think. See, why you ask me?
Because everyone needs to know you've hit the first two almost perfectly.
The reason why I think, and I hope I'm wrong. Let me say this first. Let me say this second, I guess, because what I said first kind of put people in a tizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this. I feel like they're not going to leave him out there too long.
Okay.
Because it's probably going to be two or three runs early. is probably
they don't
be
have
there.
Enough bullpen firepower to be taking him out.
You asked me what I think.
You're not excited for Carlos Hernandez.
We don't like what you think.
I know you don't like it, but now you're asking me to change it by giving me solutions that I'm not feeling.
This is where we just berate you for lying to for telling everyone the truth when you should have lied.
Don't you know how this works? What do you think? You say what you think, and then we rip you for it.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I'm surprised.
But everyone looked to you for hope today. Like the Phillies had our tough road trip, Taiwan, the stopper. We're coming home, shutout tonight. He was going to predict it, and then
sometimes
you let everyone down.
Well, sometimes you shouldn't ask questions that you really don't want the answers to.
No, but I felt a responsibility to the audience after you nailed his first two starts.
You shouldn't ask me, because when you asked me, I was like, when you asked me what I was thinking this morning, I was like, I hope I'm wrong. Let me say that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hope I'm wrong. But right now, when you ask me this morning and you're asking me now, it just doesn't feel like it's going to be a great outing for him.
Is Hugh officially no longer a Taiwan guy?
No, he's out.
No, it's not.
Nope.
Fine. Don't ask me anymore.
I just can't believe this happened. The guy's got a zero ERA.
You know, it's
two starts.
I know.
You jumped off the bandwagon for no reason.
I didn't jump off the bandwagon. You asked me how I felt.
You did this whole hope springs eternal crap. It doesn't spring that eternal.
Because every pitcher
sprung
is due for
2 weeks.
Because the Giants are hot. See, the Rockies stunk. He knew that. Braves were down.
And
he's worried.
And I told you, they hadn't seen Taiwan. So I had a feeling that he was going to have a good game. And this one feels a little bit different.
Giants
haven't seen
Taiwan.
The Giants haven't seen him this year.
Well, they have a little bit. Yeah, right.
This is the new version of Taiwan.
I hope it is. I just don't. You asked me what I felt, and I just feel like tonight is just going to be a little bit rough.
The live studio audience is so upset they bought tickets to this show today because you let them all down.
You know what? I'm sorry. If you want the truth, don't ask me. If you want to tell me how I feel, what do you mean, want me to tell me? No. If you want to know how I feel, if you want my truth, don't ask me.
All right, from Hugh's Truth to Aaron, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
What's going on, man?
We are shake, rattling, and rolling out here in San Diego.
All right, well, the Padres are. The team doesn't lose.
They had an earthquake.
Oh, a real
one. We just had a 5.2 earthquake about 30 miles away from us.
Are you okay?
Doing fantastic.
Good.
That's the reason why I have earthquake insurance. Mm-hmm. But tell you, it's you know, being in California, just like being in other parts of the country where you're dealing with tornadoes and hurricanes, every once in a while you'll get that kind of vertigo where you kind of feel like you're losing balance and it's a little tremor, or you're laying in bed and the bed starts shaking. But this one today, heard like a little rumble. And then the best way to describe it, if you're on a paddleboard and you have that little swell in the ocean that you run into, mm-hmm. where kind of your feet feel like you're moving, that's what the ground felt like today. Pretty interesting and eye-opening stuff. That's for
sure. I can only imagine. So, well, Aaron, we've experienced a couple here on the East Coast, but you guys do this all the time. So I'm glad you're well, Aaron. Glad everything's okay. All right, what do you got for us on the Phils?
So here's the deal with the Phils. Okay, hopefully it is like the Mets last year, where at the beginning of the year they just looked like absolute you know what. And then you saw where the rest of the season went. But these guys are grown-ass men that are making millions and millions of dollars. So all those fans out there that want to coddle these guys are professionals. If they're having mental issues, they need to go spend the money, find somebody to talk to get over that hump. They've got to do what they've got to do to become champions. And you can't, there's no standing up for them or anything like that. These guys are professional athletes that make millions and millions of dollars.
Well, they are, and right now they're not living up to that, at least a lot of them. I mean, the third baseman, the center, the left fielder, center fielder, whatever you call him, Marsh. I mean, they look like bottom of the league players right now, and they got to fix that. Otherwise, this thing's in trouble.
Listen, my guess at the beginning of the year was Topper is not going to make it through the season. If they keep playing like they're playing, we're going to have a new manager in here by the All-Star game.
You know, Aaron, I hope that doesn't happen because I'm a Topper guy, and a good phone call. I do feel like Topper's managing as if he's thinking about that. He just – could you ever
imagine?
Like
he's pressuring.
Yes.
Well,
I wonder if it's just he feels it and it's not there, or he feels it because it is there.
I think which part are you talking about? That he's under pressure?
Well, like, so you know, I'm going to use an analogy. You know how a quarterback sometimes imagines pressure in the pocket? They move off their spot even though there's not pressure. I wonder if he's actually on the hot seat or he's just worried he's going to be on the hot seat. So he's He's hitting a lot of buttons early because he's usually Mr. Let's calm down. And this year it's like new leadoff hitter, boom, eighth, bench, Sosa. Like he's all over the place.
I think it's interesting the way you present that. That's a tough one because I look at it more so right now that it's trying to get this team going. Not so much he's on the hot seat, but that's an interesting way to say it because like I said earlier, he doesn't have a contract. He's up for a contract, but he's also in a position where you didn't change a whole lot about a team that has World Series aspirations. So now you have to do all the little things. You don't have the luxury to go out and wait till people hit themselves out of certain situations or whatever. You gotta make some moves like right now. So I think it's probably a little bit of both.
And it also may be him sending a message to Dombrowski, like, "Hey, this is what you gave me. I'm doing the best I can here with this. I gotta move things around. Otherwise, we're in trouble here." All right, before we go any further, can we check in with you people today?
So we've been doing this just for like I would say like a half a week's worth of shows now. There's a few observations that I have about the YouTube chat.
About you people?
About you people, the YouTube chat. The first one is, because, and you know, we laugh, and these are fun, and I'll still bring these up if they're funny. Mm-hmm. I've noticed nobody comments on other men's appearance more than men. It's never the women. And people like, you know, women can have a reputation for being catty. Mm-hmm. It's the guys. They're always commenting on other men's appearance. I'm not interested in you fellas. It's all good. Keep it to yourself.
Comment all you want.
Yeah.
Or but you know, most of that, it comes from other guys' insecurities.
Yes, that's exactly what it
is. Let's just call it what it is, because if somebody say, "Oh, Joe's bald," or Hugh looks whatever, it's mostly from insecurity.
Don't worry. I'm not interested in you, and I'm not interested in your girl. It's good. Don't worry about me.
Right, and I know I'm bald. I shave my own head.
It's fine.
I get it.
I'm bald.
Now, like I said, the funny ones we'll still come up with.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just wanted to point that out. A couple things that I noticed that go on in the YouTube chat. Mm-hmm. This might be new, and it's uniquely from the implementation of YouTube chat with sports radio. We did have somebody doing damage control about their phone call after the fact.
Oh, wow.
And that was Terrence in Springfield.
So Terrence went to the YouTube after being on the radio.
And felt the need to clarify his comment.
Wow.
Because I got on him about saying, you know, the definition of insanity thing.
It's like the call never ends.
Yep. I do see you in there, Terrence, by the way. And the other one was, I found this one very interesting, complaining about wait times for being on hold in the chat. So they're on their phone waiting to go on. And while they're waiting, they're complaining in the chat about how long it takes.
Well, I appreciate whoever that is, because that's a double whammy of commitment to the show.
Yep.
You're watching it and you're participating at the same time, calling all that.
Yep. A lot of people wondering if Hugh's becoming a company man for the Phillies, by the way.
Company man.
Yeah. Wow. We said, Hugh, stop giving these athletes a pass. You're in the media now. Two buddy buddy.
Wow.
Wait a minute. I'm going to understand. How am I giving them a pass?
You said they were tired.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
No,
they
were tired.
No, when I say they're tired, it's not like it's an excuse. I'm trying to figure out when I say they're tired, they did travel a lot. It's not like that's an excuse that they're tired. They're like they're probably mentally tired. It's not an excuse. That's me trying to tell you how it could potentially
tired
be.
April 14th.
But no, this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to bring you behind the curtain because I'm like, okay, maybe they're mentally tired from the trip. And sometimes that is a thing. It's not like I'm making an excuse. I'm trying to say, okay, channel the former player in me. Like, say if I took a trip to the West Coast, and you know I'm not saying you don't have to fight through it. You have to fight through that, but you can be mentally drained.
I get it, and
I apologize if y'all think it's an excuse.
Yeah.
It's not meant to be one.
I got the Friday night thing. That was a tough spot off the late game on Thursday. Why did we look hungover yesterday as a team? Like, what are we doing?
There's no excuse for it. And then, of course, somebody came at you, Joe. Yeah. Clickbait Joe Giglio said the Phillies would win the division in June last year, and now they suck. I don't really see how those two things correlate.
I was right about them winning the division. Like, I was right. I don't want to tell you.
I think that's good to point out there. Popular Hughes Clues guess. Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's a good
one. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But how does he have anything to do with this coming
weekend?
We don't
know about the mating ritual. This is before the mating ritual.
Gotcha.
It's an animal that Hugh's been, or a potential animal that Hugh's been fixated on. And then my favorite one, some people coming at your clues. Does Hugh know how Hugh's clues works?
I would hope. They're his clues.
They're my clues.
They're his clues.
Yeah, it's my clues. And there are my guesses. And see, I know for the most part you guys are just getting here. You people are just, you know, coming around to people, this. Yep. But the more that you listen, the more you have to pick up on some of the context clues. It might not be that actual
still blaming
day.
The students. Yep.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. We talked about chickens last week.
Yep.
Because I asked a question about chicken eggs. And that's, and if I'm being honest, that's how we got to the whole algorithm thing.
What helps with Hugh's clues is institutional knowledge of Hugh's algorithm and his mind. And
how things work over
here. And the show, right? Like, the more you listen to the show, it does become easier. He's right. Because there's stuff that comes up a week ago that ends up Hugh's clues next week. That's all true. All right, you people. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
good job, you people.
Yeah, we got to talk to everyone tomorrow because it is time for us to depart. All right, Hugh, end it with this. Three innings. How many runs? Get on the record. Three innings, three runs? Yeah. Out of the game? Oh, my goodness gracious. The bats better wake up. Phil's Giants tonight on WIP. After the afternoon show, they're next. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Phil's!